They're not very good.
If you wouldn't mind, Sean, obviously you don't last this long if you're not a really good player. Not that you want to rank all the people you've coached, but how good is he since he's not going
to be? Exceptionally well. I think here's the thing, and you begin to appreciate this the older you get into this and the more experienced you are as a coach. You know, we just finished coaching at the Pro Bowl not too long ago. Our staff was at the Pro Bowl, and you begin to realize the better two elite players in our league are gifted physically, and yet they're also emotionally, there's a level of intelligence. There are all these other things. They endear themselves to their teammates. And so when you're at that game or you've done this long enough, you begin to appreciate he understands exactly how to set in a passing situation. He understands the help he's getting from his right guard. He's become an expert at his craft. And I think that it's very easy to say, well, he overachieved in his career. I would say what he's been able to do with his strength, his size, his experience, and all of those things, he became one of the best right tackles in our game in the last 5 years. I mean, consistent. You just knew what you were getting, and the value can't overstate that enough. I said to him before we walked in here, I said, you know, the shame of it all is your son's going to know you as a brewmaster, not a right tackle. Everything his son hears about his father is going to, he's going to have to believe you in regards to football. But he was that good of right tackle. And look, as much as Mickey and I are, it's very important for us to find the right people that fit this program. We never insert someone just because they're a good guy and they're smart. And I would say in some of his later years, and I'm speaking like he's not here, he played some of his best football, and there's a lot that went into that. You know, the amount of attention to detail on his body in the off season, the attention to detail on his technique, all those things go into becoming very, very, very good at a certain position, and he became an expert at that position. And I think, look, at a time, I could see him teaching that, whether it's to professional players, college players, youth players. I think that will all come. But, that part of it, it's hard for me to think that it's 12 years. You just keep thinking, well, Zach will be back at right tackle. And I don't know how many times we've had this discussion, Mickey and I, in Mickey's office. And so these events date your age you a little bit, or at least they do as we sit here and talk about the players and the years.
Sean, how much would you miss having a guy like Zach in the locker room, just having his presence?
A bunch. I mean, we take there's the player in regards to at his position, but more importantly, all the other things that came with his leadership. You can't begin to, you know, measure it right yet. You know, you hope there are others that can pick up the void that's left. And there's always, I just know, you know, who he played for in college. There was always that sense of urgency. And Dan and he had that unique relationship because Dan had worked for the same gentleman, Randy Walker. And so, you know, I think that it's not until he's truly gone that you begin to, you know, feel that void. Now the good news is he's right down the road, and I think that it'll just be hard to replace that one specific thing. The leadership and the consistency and you know, one of the traits we mark anymore is, does he endear himself to his teammates? That's a category. That's important, just as your 40 time, your height, your weight, your ability, and I think he epitomizes that.
Speaking
to this point, we have time to work out the specifics, but you will still be available in to the media once a week. Do we have to come to Fort Orleans for that?
That's right. I exchange interviews for beer sales now. Yeah. You can tweet me.
Sean, can you talk about the significance of all the people who brought in 2006?
Yeah.
Getting all started. How big has it been for the Warriors?
Well, I mean,
that's right.
We've used terms, but it ended up becoming the foundation. That draft class, that group of free agents, if you went through the draft real quickly, you know, Reggie Bush was the pick number two, and we took Roman Harper the second round. We backed up a few slots. We acquired Jeff Fain in that same round, so Jeff and Roman came in round two. I don't think we had a three. Four, we were getting ready to draft Owen Daniel, and back then it was 2 days, and so the second pick of the second day. And while we were on the phone with Owen Daniel, we got interrupted. The Texans select, they were the only team, and they selected him, and we backed up and got Hollis Thomas, and then we selected, soon to be a Hall of Famer, Jari Evans. In the fifth round, it was Rob Ninkovich. We just weren't smart enough to have the correct vision for Rob. I told him he was going to be a long snapper, so he won Super Bowls somewhere else. I think we took a few other players in the sixth round that didn't make it, and then Zach in the seventh and Marcus in the seventh. And we discussed this draft 2 years ago. In other words, right about this time of the season, the scouts were in, maybe a couple weeks later, and we were discussing hits and misses. We're all trying to improve our efficiency during this process. And so we put those names up, and I didn't even hit the free agents now of that year. I haven't hit Fujita, I haven't hit Drew Brees, or I haven't hit Scott Shanley, or any of the other players. We're talking about the draft, and we listed those players, and we said, what do they have in common? We got to start searching for makeup. We got to start searching for toughness. We got to start searching for guys that are good teammates. We got to start searching for these traits, and we've got to hold true to those core beliefs. And when we've gotten off the path, occasionally, it hasn't worked out. Now, there are times where we've missed on a player that had those other traits that maybe just weren't good enough. But I would say the significance of that class was everything. I mean, it not even at the time knowing how important it was going to be, as a coach, you don't coach 12 years if you don't have that class. Maybe you're only there for 3 years or 4 years. You know, it ended up being it's always important, but it's not until you look back at it that you're like, wow, those guys all had that passion for football. And I think, I can't speak for them, but I think all of them collectively are guys that are close with each other. And I think that they have similar interests.
Mickey, how special has it been for you these last 12 seasons watching Zach develop from a seventh round pick to where he is now?
Yeah, anytime you hit on a seventh-round pick, you're pretty excited. But, that class, I did this a little research project a couple years ago. That class had six guys that played 10 years plus in the NFL. And I couldn't find I went back 25 years and couldn't find another team's draft class that had that equaled that. You might be able to. We're kidding Zach about where he was on the board, but he was taken in front of Marcus Colston now.
That's right.
He's got those bragging rights over Marcus. Yeah. The other thing here, look, this is unique because we get a chance to celebrate a player who spent, more than 10 years with our team, and then even more unique beyond that, it's a guy that was drafted and spent his entire career with one team. I think there's only three other guys that have had more than 10 years with the same team in that category for the Saints. So this is a pretty special day.